Well, good morning, church. How are we doing this morning? Are we cycling through that awful cold that is like taking half of us down half the time? Okay, so we've got some announcements for you. This Tuesday, prayer meeting as always, 7 o'clock, but we're trying to develop a focus. So this week we'll be focusing on praying for our government. And especially elections, of course. Wednesday, November 9th, we have a question, persuade, and refer suicide prevention training. That's at 6:30, and I think that sounds really neat. I had a very close friend almost do that this fall. And by God's grace, she is still with us. We sure don't know who's thinking about it and who isn't. So that sounds really helpful. Thursday, November 10th, the Romans Bible study with the Reeds. And then next Sunday, November 13th, right after the service, our junior church will be having lunch and then going shopping for turkey dinners. And we would like to have as many chaperones as we can. So think about that and maybe think about joining us. And then next Wednesday, the 16th, is a care team meeting at Martha's house at 4 o'clock. Oh, and one more announcement. This is kind of far out, but you might want to put it on your calendars or look at tickets. The Nutcracker will be performed by Ballet Chelsea and the Jackson Symphony Orchestra at Jackson College at the Potter Center. And those dates, I'm telling you because Sparrow's in it, and last year she was in it, and I had people say, oh, we would have liked to know that. We would have come to support. So I appreciate that. And here's your notice. And the dates are December 9th, 10th, and 11th. And if you want, the website or ticket ordering information, I can help you with that. Okay. Well, yes. Okay, so one more turkey dinner left. If you know someone, contact her right away. And so now we will do worship together. If you would like to stand with us. Oh, yes. Sorry about that. Children are dismissed at Children's Church.
If you are lonely, when you feel afraid, you're not the only, we are all the same, in need of mercy, to be forgiven and be free. It's all you've got to lean on, but thank God it's all you need, and all the people said amen, whoa. All the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. If you're rich or poor, well it don't matter. Weak or strong, you know love is what we're after. We're all broken, but we're all in this together. God knows we stumble and fall. And He so loved the world, He sent His Son to save us all. And all the people said amen. Whoa, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit who are torn apart. Blessed are the persecuted. persecuted and the poor at heart. Blessed are the people hungry for another start. For this is the kingdom of God. And all the people said amen. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen. Whoa, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen. Please continue. We're going to keep going with Days of Elijah. These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And all these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sword. Still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of the Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming his flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding the temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are as white in the world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of the Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 There's no God like Jehovah.
There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah.
Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. Till salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of the Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
Did you guys know it's the year of Jubilee? There are people that still keep track of that stuff, and it is. That's exciting. God always does something in Jubilee. So I'm going to take any prayer requests that you can sit down. Any prayer requests that might have come up in the last day or two. There's one from our hometown. a guy that I went to high school with just lost his 24-year-old son in a Jeep car accident yesterday in the rain. It's so hard, especially suddenly. Anyone else? Tammy. And soon. Okay. Okay. Someone else? Yeah.
I think we should pray for Pastor Kenny as he and his family are packing up and looking for a home here and trying to sell their home there.
Yep.
It'll be a smooth transition.
Yes. Yes, Jan.
There was one over here. I thought I saw a hand over here.
Oh, Tom.
I haven't talked about my brother in a while, but a couple years ago he had a heart attack and cardiac arrest, and he's pretty much an invalid. And continued prayers for his recovery, but there's a couple things in particular that are, one is his wife is his primary caretaker, and she's at her wit's end. And so she just needs some strength. And his speech has gotten really bad. He can't really understand it at all. And,
okay.
Know, somehow could untie his tongue so he can,
yes.
So he can communicate. That. And that's the biggest thing right now is communication. So those are the kind of two things. His wife is Joy. And his name's Rick.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Sarah?
I have a praise and update. I wanted to share with you guys, while we were on vacation, my cousin that had the two tiny babies, twins she gave birth, it went well. And the one that was not even 3 pounds has done so well that they're all home now.
Oh, wow. So praise God. That is awesome.
Yeah, wow. Being told that she wouldn't survive to her thriving. So, yeah.
Yes, that's awesome. How old are they now? Just a few weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. Not even? Okay. Wonderful. Any other hands I thought I saw? Okay. I had, where did my little book go? Oh, I left it. Okay, let's go to prayer. Father, your word is there for our every need. And we are to go to it, and we are to declare it into our circumstances. So I just want to say here, I want to proclaim, Jesus was punished that we might be forgiven. Jesus was wounded that we might be healed. Jesus was made sin with our sinfulness that we might be made righteous with his righteousness. Jesus died our death that we might receive his life. Jesus was made a curse that we might enter into the blessing. Jesus endured our poverty that we might share his abundance. Jesus bore our shame that we might share his glory. Jesus endured our rejection that we might have his acceptance with the Father. Jesus was cut off by death that we might be joined to God eternally. Our old man was put to death in him that the new man might come to life in us. And so the way I see it is all of these prayer requests that have been lifted up to you are answered in that beautiful divine exchange on the cross. Father, I lift up to you a young woman named Faith. Tammy is asking for her highest good, for her well-being, for resources to be made available to her. And I love that you named her Faith, and I ask that you would use these circumstances in her life to cry out to you and see that you are the only answer by which she will be made whole. I lift up Carrie to you and her need for housing. Father, you have just the right place. You're looking right at it. You already know where you're going to settle them. I ask that you would do that for her soon, that she would see that you are her provider. Father, I lift up to you our new pastor, Kenny and Mindy, and the mother, Louise, and I thank you for their call to this church, their answer, their response is yes, Lord. And I know that they have needs in this transition. Father, I ask that you would help them to sell their house to just the right buyers and at just the right price. And I know that there is some issue with making the transition as they wanted to. There's some issues there with a foundation company not being able to pour out a foundation for until the end of November. So I just ask that you be sovereign in that and just reign in those details and just meet those needs in a way that only you could, so that all glory goes to you. I also lift up to you our interim pastor, Ken Ray, and I thank you for his being here with us today. And in the month of November and December, I thank you for his willingness to come out of retirement and bless us by bringing the word of God to us. I ask that you would meet his every need and be his strength and comfort in this first season without his wife. I ask that you would bless him and draw him to your side. I lift up to you Tom's brother, Rick, and his sister-in-law, Joy. Father, I know that this situation has been going on for a long time, and he just has not been talking about it, but it is so hard to imagine someone declining so poorly after a heart attack, becoming an invalid, and not even be able to speak. Father, I ask, you are the healer. Would you touch his mouth and help him to speak again? It can be a light switch. He can wake up tomorrow and be able to start talking because you can do anything. I ask that you would strengthen and encourage his wife, Joy. She is utterly exhausted, Lord. And you know what exhaustion is. You came here to take our burdens and experience humanity so that you could relate to us. So we're asking that you would lift that burden off of Joy. Bring relief in some unexpected form, a friend, a family member, or some kind of visiting nurse, that she would know that you see her needs, and you're taking care of them. Father, I thank you for extending his life, even though he is an invalid, and I ask that you would use these quiet days where he's locked inside of his body. If there is something that he needs to be dealing with you, that he would soften his heart and meet you in the prison of his body. I praise you for Sarah and Jason's, I don't know if this is friends or family, but these twins that were, that the report of man was bad. It was not a good prospect. It was not a good prognosis. And yet you have delivered these babies healthy. We praise you, God, because we lifted that up to you, and you are the divine healer, and you we are not to trust the poor report of man, but just to look to you, and that is what we did, and we give you all the praise and all the glory for that beautiful outcome. And in all these things, we want to give you thanks. We want to look up to the heavens, to the hills from where our help comes from. Lord, strengthen us, encourage us, meet us here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please stand with us as we continue singing and praising God. Take my life. Always, only for my King. silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as you choose. Here am I.
Set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, and I will always sing of when your love came down. Yeah, I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love mountains and the sea. Your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. Yeah, I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. Oh, I feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy, like we're dancing now. I could sing of your love forever. 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 Over the mountains and the sea. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. Thank you, Pastor Ken.
Sure.
I'll have everyone stand up. We'll sing a closing song. We sang this, I believe it was last week. So, yeah, after everything. But yeah, we'll do it again. To hear what you would say.